The most fundamental change in the plan released by the Senate is how people will pay for health care. The bill offers a new global payment system, one that replaces the old fee-for-service model with a fixed allocations from insurance companies for care. Health insurance companies in Massachusetts began introducing global payment options for some customers starting in 2009. The governor also endorsed the idea in his fiscal year 2013 budget proposal. The bill would require all state subsidized health care insurance programs to make the switch over the next several years, including Medicaid. Dr. Linda Young, president of the Massachusetts Medical Society, said that members of the House and Senate should be careful of how the payment plans are administered. She warned against burdensome mandates and oversight.
We have to be mindful about any more administrative burdens, which may have statutory framework to it, that would get imposed upon either the payers or the providers. So we would like to see things simplified and not complicated.
Dr. Young said that the old fee-for-service model is still viable in certain areas. Senate Healthcare Finance Committee Chair Richard Moore said that the different initiatives in the bill would save billions in healthcare costs.
Well, we set a goal, and that's really historic because no other state has done this, a goal for cost reduction to get health costs rising at the same rate as inflation over the next several years. And it will save. Collectively, the estimates in The Economist tell us it'll save over 15 years about $150 billion. And that translates actually to individuals to several thousand dollars less a year in their health insurance costs, and also more money available in businesses to either hire more people or invest in their business.
The Senate version of the bill would also reform malpractice laws, require health insurers to reduce costs or pay penalties, and would make $100 million investments in both electronically converting medical records and prevention and wellness programs. In the House version of the bill, 4th Berkshire District Representative William Smitty Pignatelli introduced language to make changes to the way critical access hospitals are reimbursed by the state. Only 3 federally designated critical access hospitals are located in Massachusetts, including Fairview Hospital in Great Barrington, a major economic engine in South Berkshire County. Representative Pignatelli says that under the proposal, state-funded healthcare programs would have to follow the federal government in reimbursing critical access hospitals at 101% of reasonable costs.
Currently, the proposal legislation would allow them to be reimbursed at 101% of reasonable costs, which is what the federal government allocates, but the states have to adopt that. It could mean upwards of up to $800,000 of reimbursable costs for Fairview Hospital.
Pignatelli said that when hospitals must provide care without receiving full payment from state-funded programs, they must raise their costs.
Right now, it's money out of their pocket. You can't turn people away because we're not being reimbursed at 100%. So they're providing that care, but they're getting maybe 50 or 60 cents on the dollar for providing that care.
Both the House and Senate are expected to vote on their plans and submit a final version of the bill to the governor before the end of the current legislative session on July 31st. Lucas Willard, WAMC News.